Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my newly minted married friend, Frank. How are you today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm very good. I'm very good. Happy marriage to you.
Thank you. Thank you. You can, that's my ring.
That is your ring.
Yeah.
Now, I love and honor you and all that and stuff, but I thought it is a strange choice to go with a Green Lantern ring for your wedding ring.
If only. No, yeah. I did not. I am not. I take myself just. I don't take myself very seriously, but just serious enough to not do that.
You did not do that. No.
Did not do that. The thought crossed my mind, but not for.
But then you remembered your seriousness of purpose.
Then I were like, oh, I take marriage actually kind of seriously, so I'm not going to.
Kind of seriously.
Bring comic books into it. Yeah. I'm a married man. I'm a mister.
You're a mister. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
You went from mister to mister.
Exactly.
Congratulations.
Mister.
But there's a weight to that mister.
There
now.
Is. And it's
and that weight is called wedding cake.
It's called, oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also
that,
it's called,
also that.
Also called wedding ring.
Also 14 karat gold. Yeah.
Yeah.
but yeah, no. Yeah. Wedding cake definitely weighs more.
Yeah. Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
You're drinking a beer I've actually never heard of until tonight.
Yeah. It is a new brew from Harpoon. It's called Flannel Friday, and is a crisp, hoppy, malty.
Neither of us are wearing flannel,
ale.
Nor is it Friday. But it comes out on a Friday.
This comes out on Friday,
slightly topical beer. I'm drinking a Sam Portrocker because you had them available, and it's still kind of warm out.
It's true.
So the Portrocker is kind of gentle.
It's late September, but it's still pretty.
It'll be last day of September when this comes out.
That's right. Yeah.
Last day. Yeah. We can finally wake up Green Day.
Oh, finally. Billy Joe can wake up.
Ugh.
Oh, man. Well, so we got a great suggestion from a listener, and we just loved it so much that we had to go with it. But this comes from John Underdown. His name is St. John of Petra on Twitter. And he had this great suggestion, which was show topic idea. If the Justice League was the crew of the Enterprise, who would they be? For example, Batman is Spock, etc.
Mm-hmm.
We both love that idea. So thank you, John. That was an awesome, awesome suggestion. We both absolutely loved it. And we decided that we're going to go with it with a little twist.
Yes.
A little twist.
That twist is instead of a plug-in character for character, like Spock is Batman or, you know, Kirk is, you know, Blue Beetle or whatever your choices were going to be. We opted for just the rankings and their occupations on the Enterprise. And that way that afforded us a little, a greater range of options.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just looking for maybe the stoic guy, the person that knows science or something like that.
And it also gives us the freedom to be a little bit more like, oh, but that person can't be like Uhura like hardly had any lines in most of the series or whatever. Like,
yeah, so
it's like
this is just their job and how they fulfill that that job. So
exactly.
We also
we don't have to be like locked down to a gender.
That's right. Right. And now we've done that, and we also took Justice League, but we also took Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
or at least DC and Marvel characters, cuz I'm pretty sure some of mine were not ever members of the Justice League.
Mm, okay.
Actually, I am positive one of them was never a member of the Justice League. So let's start with the married man first. We'll start with Captain,
all right. So how you want to do both our Marvel and our DC picks?
No, let's do DC first and then
DC
go
first,
Marvel. So that way it doesn't confuse people who don't know the difference between the companies.
Got it.
It's good.
Okay, so DC pick for Captain
yeah.
for me is Wonder Woman.
Oh my God, that was mine.
Ah! Oh man, I thought I was going to shock you with that.
No, I was so sure you were just going to pick Superman. And I was like, well, Wonder Woman is arguably the best pick for this.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Yeah, she's adventurous. She has diplomacy.
Yes.
Yeah, she understands how ruling classes work and all of that. So like, it just
she knows she's better than everybody.
Yeah, but she doesn't say she's better than everybody.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's awesome.
That's awesome. That's so funny. I really thought you were just going to choose Superman.
Nope.
Because I almost did. I was like, Superman, in a way, is a logical choice to be captain.
In a way,
he is the captain of the Justice League in a lot of ways. And so it seemed like a natural fit. But to me, Wonder Woman is always arguably, she is better at her job, usually more than everybody else.
I think she has more leadership qualities.
Yes.
Than
she's the daughter,
just about anybody
she's
else.
She's the daughter of a queen, you know, whereas, you know, Superman is the son of farmers, really, right. and scientists, but he didn't know them. So farmers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, like that, you know, Kirk was a farmer. I mean, Kirk grew up in Iowa. It's not like, you know, it's not like he didn't have that, you know, that quality about him either. But there's something about.
Yeah.
Those the Wonder Woman's traits arguably suit. Her to the captain's chair much better than anybody else.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. Science officer?
My science officer. Well, I had first officer.
I had first officer, okay. Science officer. So, yeah.
So this is not through the lens of being a science officer, but just the lens of being a first officer.
Okay. I went through the lens of
science officer.
Okay. So this, okay.
Mine is the lens of being a first officer of Superman.
Okay.
Somebody who is reliable, who is. Truth, justice, is good counsel, is good at giving advice.
Great.
You know, that's a good first officer to me.
Great. You'll like mine.
Okay.
Jor-El.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the one?
That's when I asked you off mic. I said, can we pull from anywhere?
Like, not just heroes.
Yeah. So just here, these are all just heroes. We'll go back and maybe do a villain.
Well, just heroes, but not superheroes. Yeah, not superheroes.
Justly people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jor-El. Cause I went through there are few better, scientists, I think, in the, and maybe counts. Cause I mean, what is Jor-El, but not sage counsel to Superman.
Sure. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And
yeah,
so,
yeah.
So you got sage counsel plus the science-y bit.
Okay.
Plus, he has a firm understanding of the creatures in the universe already.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, these are the beings and the aliens that exist inside the DC universe. And so, because he lived there for, years. So, Yeah.
Cool.
I do agree with your choice, though.
Of Superman.
Yeah, I do, because...
I mean, Jor-El's pretty damn close to Superman, so...
Yeah, right. Yeah. Superman has... Superman has that ability to kind of walk onto a planet and be like, okay, what's going on?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Communication?
Yep.
Communication officer, I went with Hal Jordan.
Okay, makes sense. I understand.
The ring can translate.
The
ring can translate.
Yes.
He can pick up all frequencies, mm-hmm. and hail on all frequencies, and translate with the ring.
Very good. No, that makes perfect sense. I see your Hal Jordan, and I raise you a Martian Manhunter.
Ooh, very nice.
Because communications office is not also just about communicating with outside vessels. It's about communicating within the group. And if you have a telepath, what a better way is there to communicate than...
That's very valid, especially because there's a lot of Justice League stories where they just link telepathically through him.
Right, exactly. And also being an alien of the universe, he is aware of other beings and can translate and communicate. He could just communicate more readily with a lot of other beings than anybody else. You know, like his mind kind of translates for him, I guess, in a way.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like there's an issue of Justice League from the 90s from Grant Morrison's issue in which he morphs his brain to think like the Joker.
That's interesting.
Yeah, to like understand and like, and it actually kind of makes him go crazy. But the what better like communications officer is there if you can change your brain to think like somebody else?
Yeah.
You know, communication.
Right.
Communication. Right. Communication.
Communication.
Communication. Chief medical officer.
Chief medical officer. He's a doctor, not a.
Physicist?
Yeah. Not a physicist, which is also a doctor.
I don't know.
this is kind of a cop-out because he has doctor in his name.
You want with Dr. Fate?
No.
Oh.
Dr. Manhattan.
Oh, we guess he is part of, oh, he is part of the DC universe.
Yeah. Now more than ever.
Good. Right. Yeah.
And he can like, you know, figure out science the hell out of stuff, and he can replicate himself and be everywhere and work on all the solutions at once.
I didn't even think about including Watchmen characters. That is a stroke of genius.
When you said, let's think, can we think outside of like just DC characters in general, not just Justice League, I was like, okay.
Yeah. But would Dr. Manhattan actually heal people, or would he just
he
be...
He could,
but would he be like, no, you see, you're already dead in the future, which is the present, which is the past, and now you're actually dead.
You bled out. Jor-El could also, like, you know, you could make this a similar argument for Jor-El.
Jor-El's like, move aside.
Like, oh, were we supposed to get everyone off the ship? I only made enough
escape pods for one baby.
For a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
I misread those IKEA instructions. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I just didn't think we'd need more than that.
No. Well, I thought we would need more, but I thought I had more time. I thought there was time now.
I was testing it out first, and then, well, all right, fine.
Very good.
All right, where are we next?
I didn't tell you mine.
Yeah, who's your chief medical?
My chief medical officer is not a doctor, but I put him, I put John Constantine.
Ooh, okay.
There because...
Interesting.
Because if... I didn't try to find the correlation to like the original Enterprise crew or anything like that, but I do feel like if there is a Bones type character, there is a little bit like,
oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like,
okay,
I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, he's the gruff,
I'll heal you, but maybe begrudgingly, I'll figure it out. But stuff, instead of just going for like the pure like, you're a doctor, so you could probably heal this. Like, doctors in comics, like, you're doctor of everything when you're a doctor, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
You're a doctor of, if you're doctor philosophy, you're also a medical doctor as well as philosophy and theology and history and literature. You just like, yeah, and all these different sciences, like, it doesn't matter. You're just a doctor of everything. So I went with non-doctor John Constantine, who I really do feel could heal everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
At least find a way.
That's good. I like that.
Okay. Chief engineer.
Bruce Wayne.
Okay. I can understand that, though there's two modes of thought to this.
Okay.
He does invent a good chunk of his stuff.
Yes.
But he also has other people invent a good chunk of his
stuff. I thought about Lucius Fox.
Yes.
But it felt wrong to not have Batman on my list.
Yeah, you know, Batman's not on mine. He's actually not on my list.
Interesting.
Now, to be fair, part of that reason that he's not on my list, I have to double check that for a second, that he's not on my list is because the suggestion given to us was Batman and Spock.
You felt that needed to be...
So I felt like that was a good suggestion.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't want to steal it in any particular way, so I opted just to leave Batman off my list.
Okay.
But also, in some ways, I went like, would Batman be on the Enterprise? Or he would just be like, no. Gotham. Sorry. Can't explore the universe. Do. Gotham and stuff.
All right.
So I went with Steel.
Ooh.
I went with John Henry
Irons. That's good.
I went with Steel. One of the best scientists.
That is really good.
One of the best scientists in the, and engineers and construction worker. He can build it. He can fix it. He can, you know, he can invent it. Probably not in that order. Reverse it. Switch. Reverse.
Invent that. It. Reverse it.
Yeah. Invent it. Build it. Fix it. You know, he can do all those things. Plus, he can go out and... not that Batman can't go out and fight. But he can't, like... you know what I mean.
I do.
Yeah. Steel. Yeah, nice. Yeah. Plus, I feel like, you know, I want a diverse cast of characters as much as possible. Let's go to Helmsman.
Helmsman, this is a little bit of a weird one.
Is this a stretch?
Sort of. Aquaman.
What? What?
Because he has to
sort of a stretch.
He has to navigate the seven seas, and if he can navigate, I don't know.
No, with echolocation, sure.
Yeah.
There's no sound in space.
There's sound on the Enterprise. I'm not saying he's going to use his abilities.
Yes, he can navigate his way around the ship. Good job.
I'm not saying he's going to use...
Damn it, Aquaman! I'm trying to find the bathroom. I'm
saying he has a good sense of direction.
Yeah.
And he can find his way through the Gamma Quadrant.
No. I didn't think this was a game in which we snub anything, but I'm going to snub that. That I do not
agree. Denied. All right, what do you
he
got?
He needs water to survive, and he's going to, like, you send him into space?
Yeah, go in the holodeck. I'll take a dip.
That's not how the holodeck works.
That's not how the force works.
That's not how the force works. That's not how the holodeck works. Wait, why is Aquaman here? Does he need water to breathe? It's okay. We'll figure it out. Well, we'll use the holodeck.
Listen, if they could find room for all those whales, they could find water for Aquaman. All
right, sure. And there's that water tubing thing that Kirk and Scotty get in the film. And so, there's something. That's fine, but it's really inconvenient. Where it's like, all right, I have to go swim around these like really dangerous turbines for a little while. Because
hope I make it back again.
You know, I need some water.
And that's how we got a hook hand.
Yeah, right. Oh, fantastic. I would read the crap out of all of this. My choice for helmsman is Hal Jordan.
Ah,
because he's an actual pilot.
Okay. Yeah. Fair.
And he's familiar with space, and in Bruce Timm's Green Lantern TV show, he actually did pilot the ship.
Nice.
Yeah, so nice. I went with, and he had a ship recently in the new 52.
Okay.
Back in when he was on the run in A Fugitive, he was in a ship and stuff like that. So there is experience there. So I went with the logical decision.
All right. Upon reflection, I could have really swapped my Aquaman and my Hal Jordan and make Aquaman communication because he speaks to fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Hal Jordan because he's a pilot. But, you know, okay.
Are you a fish? Nope. Can't help you. Sorry.
I don't talk to fish, you guys. Yeah, that's not how this works.
Yeah. Their brains are too small. It's okay. We don't love you anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Multiple.
AKA Chekhov.
Yes.
AKA Chekhov. The Chekhov of the.
Chekhov. Because he has no.
Because he has no actual. He just kind of does everything.
He's a Renaissance man.
I'm sure some Trekkers are very angry at us right now. We're sort of like, excuse me.
Look, I went to the Trek Wikipedia.
No, I know.
And that's what it told me.
That's what we got. But my Chekhov type, the multiple, I'm going to go with Robin because there are multiple Robins.
Robins.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, and then, you know, you look back and it's like, oh, you weren't actually in Space Seed. And never mind. Star Trek joke. So, no, I went with Robin. I'm thinking specifically Tim Drake.
Yeah.
But
arguably, if anybody could do any of that, it would be Tim Drake. Yeah, Tim Drake, I agree. Yeah. You also kind of went for the Chekhov's a kid, Robin's a kid.
I didn't think about it that way, but I guess that's true. Yeah. Kind
of fill that role right there. I went for Mr. Terrific, world's third smartest man, Olympic decathlon. Bronze medal winner, I think. He's just third all around. But he is a real Renaissance man. He can do easily. He's world's third smartest man. You know, he's a major athlete. He's a inventor and all. Like, he can do multiple jobs if you need him to do multiple jobs. So, okay. A true Renaissance man, Mr. Terrific.
Cool. I like that. I like that a lot.
And finally, my favorite, Red Shirt.
The Red Shirt. I picked The Flash. Can you guess why?
Because he's wearing red. Or because he runs into situations without looking.
Because he wears a red shirt. Yeah. And because no good story ends without a Flash dying.
Oh.
Every good DC story, a Flash dies.
That's not true.
All the crises, you know what I mean? All the big story.
He doesn't die in Identity Crisis. Maybe his soul dies a little bit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know what you meant. Yeah.
And just like it's a classic thing. A red shirt has to die.
A flash has to die. That's very good. Arguably, a Robin could also have to die.
Fair. Fair.
I went with my favorite hero of all time, Booster Gold.
Tim hates Booster Gold. I refer you back
Let it be known.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I refer you back like three or four episodes to when he was telling us about Boston Comic Con, how much he hates Booster Gold.
I do hate Booster Gold.
You do hate Booster Gold. Dude, you hate Booster Gold.
I do.
It's not
it's
even
like
fair.
It's not like a righteous anger.
I believe we covered this in episode 123. I'll sign your dolly.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll sign your dolly. Thank you, Mr. Azzarello.
Yes.
But my reason for it to be Booster Gold is not because I want him to die repeatedly over and over and over again, as red shirts do, but because he... But he tends to run headfirst into the situation without looking, which is what would get you killed.
Sure.
And the only reason he really doesn't die most of the time is because Skeets is like, sir,
yeah,
if you could not run into the battle. Yeah. Right. And so that my reason was actually character, not because... Okay.
I like how your Skeets sounds a little bit like Bartok from Anastasia.
Okay, sir, we're going to give him a hi-ya and a hoya. Oh, he looks pretty good for a dead guy. Yeah, he looks pretty good for a red shirt. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
I like it.
Very good. All right, well, that's our DC list. That's real good.
That's good.
We only repeated the first. We only repeated Wonder Woman.
Yeah, that's the only one we had in the same position.
Yeah, very good. Very, very good. Let's skip down. Let's skip down to our second list. Let's hear.
Let's switch. I want you to go to first.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. I can do that. Let me unlock my phone. Oh my God! It's unlocked. There we go. Okay. So Captain Mr. Fantastic. Reed Richards. He is an actual space explorer.
Yes.
That is actually what he does, and he's normally written as like this like reclusive scientist, and so he could be a good choice for science officer, first officer, or chief engineer, or anything like that. But I felt like if you go back and read what Reed Richards was supposed to be like originally, he is very much like the Indiana Jones of space. He's a scientist, you know, he's a scientist and he's an explorer. And he's all these crazy big idea things that makes a great captain, you know, keeps the family together, except when they're not together. Yeah, so Mr. Fantastic, what about you?
Well, how can you have someone be captain of the Enterprise who is not bald and played by Patrick Stewart? Professor X.
Professor X. That's genius. I mean, that's actually genius.
I mean, yeah, how can Patrick Stewart not be?
But he can't sit cross-legged in the chair,
which sucks.
Yeah. He can sit in the chair.
But he can sit in the chair.
But he's not going anywhere.
The chair's saying, and you know what? No one else is going to sit in his chair. That's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, sit on top of him. It's like, oh, where's the captain?
Womp, womp. Yeah, but I have to go with Professor Charles Xavier because he has the leadership qualities.
Certainly.
You know, and he's played by Jean-Luc Picard. So,
yeah, very good.
So pretty much.
Very good. The Professor X of the comics is actually kind of a D-bag. In a lot of ways, and so I'm sure you're going with more the glorified version.
I am.
Of that. Yeah,
I am more of the idealized,
which is the version that I prefer anyway. So I'm with you. That's very good.
Yeah.
First officer or science officer, whatever you want to go with. My choice: the Silver Surfer.
Ooh. Okay.
He was a scientist on his home planet before he was the Herald to Galactus.
Yeah.
He is a philosopher, a historian. He offers sage counsel. He is a deep thinker. I feel like all those things, A, are really Spock, and B, also really fill that good role as first officer.
Sure.
I don't know if he has the leadership quality that would be needed. But I think there's a lot to him that he has to offer besides that.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I like that. I'm on board with that. My first officer would be Beast.
Oh, also very good. You know, for not an X-Men fan, you have two X-Men
list
so far.
That is very true.
Yeah.
I would actually go with Beast. Kind of going more for the science officer,
sure.
But he's intelligent and he thick, to say the least. He would be, I think, would give good counsel.
Yes.
As a first officer and a science officer.
Yeah, so, that's very good. I like that. And there's kind of a rapport between, I mean, Silver Surfer and Fantastic Four already have a rapport.
Sure. Yeah, that's Xavier true. Both of ours. Yeah, okay.
Hey, we went with rapports. Wonder Woman and Jor-El do not have a rapport.
No,
but Superman and Wonder Woman do.
But I feel like there'd be a silent respect between the two of them.
I think so.
You know?
Just a lot of slight head nods.
yes. Sure.
Captain? On the bridge. Captain. First officer. Yeah. You know, so on.
Number one.
Yes. I have number one. I have to number two. Excuse me.
Oh.
Could you take me? Because I'm Professor
in a
X.
Chair. Yeah.
Communications officer. I went in the same vein, kind of with Martian Manhunter, sort of with the telepathy, and I went with Jean Grey.
I, too, went with Jean Grey.
You have three X-Men on your list?
I am just now realizing this, yes.
You just What'd you do? Like, think back to the last superhero movie you watched. You're like, it must have been X-Men Apocalypse. I
would show you the list, but then you'd see the rest of my picks right now.
Yeah, no, I don't want
it. I promise you that's...
Yeah, okay, that's so...
I promise you it's on the list.
That's so funny.
That's really funny.
No, I believe you. I think it's also funny that we chose the same female for the list, because we chose Wonder Woman, and then we chose...
Oh, that's so funny.
And then we chose Jean Grey again.
Huh.
What does that say about us and our friendship?
I don't know.
Me either.
Something.
It says something. Good. It just... It fits. She's very personable. Yep. She gets along with everybody. Yep. Everybody loves Jean Grey. She's kind of like this, like, sainted character.
Yeah.
Partially because she's a martyr.
Yeah.
But in a lot of ways. But people really like... People are really like Jean and are attracted to Jean
for
more than just... She is a charisma about her, and that's important for a communications officer,
right,
I think, than
right.
just being like, you know, I repeat the computer, Fred. I
right,
have one
job.
Damn job.
And I'm going to do it.
Okay. Sure, no problem.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's important to be, she's like the ambassador for the ship, right? Because she has to communicate with others. And that's kind of why I picked Hal Jordan on the other side, too, because he's a likable guy. He's an affable guy that everybody...
He's also a very dislikable guy.
He can be when he decides to be headstrong and, like, not do what the Guardians tell him or whatever.
Most of the time.
But he's a likable... People like him. People like Hal Jordan.
I agree with that. Yeah, sure. There, I agree with
my
that.
My pal Jordan. call back. So, what's up next? We got Chief Medical Officer?
Chief Medical Officer.
What do you got?
I went for an actual doctor and a doctor of the mystic arts, Doctor Strange.
Me too.
Good. All right. Well, that's good.
I went purely because, like, well, he's a doctor. That's really
he's
all
literally
I got.
A doctor.
He's literally a doctor.
He is. My original choice was actually the night nurse.
Oh, I wish I thought
I
of
went
that.
With Linda Carter, the night nurse. Who's
her name is Linda Carter?
In the comics, her name is Linda Carter. In the comics, it's or in the TV show, it's Rosario Dawson. But I don't remember her actual name.
Yeah,
on the show.
I don't remember her name either.
There's a couple of night nurses.
I'm going to use my lookup for that.
Sure. There are a couple of night nurses. But Linda Carter, I think, is the most famous one. Dr. Strange was a surgeon. He can heal people that way, and he can heal people with the magic. Like, it actually just fits logically.
Claire Temple,
thank you.
Yep.
Dr. Strange was actually almost my communications officer because of the, like, astral plane, like, I'm going to come communicate with you as a ghost kind of thing. But that's kind of where the buck stopped and medical.
You just kind of ran out of
made more sense.
Juice there. Yeah. No, I think that's really good. Yeah. That same reasons. Ditto.
Chief engineer.
Chief engineering. Chief of engineering. Yeah.
Iron Man.
Okay. Okay.
Wait, you didn't choose Iron Man?
No.
You didn't go with Tony Stark?
No, not. You know, I did at one point and I changed it because I decided Reed Richards.
Oh, yeah.
Was the more preeminent rocket scientist.
I agree. He's also probably a better inventor in some ways, I think, than Tony.
Also kind of a dick, but...
Also, yes.
Tony's at least an endearing dick.
Yes.
Reed is just sort of bossy.
Depends who writes him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really depends who writes him. What direction Marvel really wants to take the Fantastic Four. Mm-hmm. He can be quite endearing.
Yes.
Yeah. But Reed sometimes is almost too smart for his own good.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, Scotty's kind of a, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I did subconsciously try to fit them. But Tony just makes sense to me because he's more likely to be personable, to interact with everybody. And you also need that from your chief engineer, I think.
You know, I was looking at my two lists side by side and I was thinking, well, I've got Bruce Wayne on one side. I can't have Tony Stark. Like, pretty much his analog.
Yeah. That makes sense.
The other side. Sure. So that's why it made me think.
Oh, yeah.
Reed Richards is really more of the rocket scientist, the better fit.
Yeah. I agree with you. I thought that when I chose Steel, because they're just both men in metal suits, basically.
Right. And funny enough, I almost chose Cyborg. Where'd you put Steel?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Cyborg would have been a good communications officer.
True.
Too,
true. Yeah,
actually.
Yeah. You could plug into the computer and just talk to it. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it would have been very good. Helmsman,
what do you got?
This one, I'm honestly...
This is the last one.
Oh, no, shoot. This is not the right... No, okay. Helmsman, sorry. My Helmsman is the Thing.
Oh.
Because he is an astronaut.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I always forget that.
Yeah, everyone does.
I always,
He is an astronaut.
Poor Ben.
Yeah,
poor guy.
He's on the Guardians right now, actually.
That's interesting. I like that a lot. I like that arguably better. I went with Rocket Raccoon.
I almost went with Rocket.
He likes fast ships.
Yeah. I actually almost went with Rocket for a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, who better to steer a ship than someone whose name is Rocket?
Right. You know, I tried to avoid the Guardians in a way because they seemed kind of not obvious, but I mean, like, they're space adventurers.
Yeah, true.
And so I didn't, like, it would have been easy to fill them all in some way. So I deliberately went against maybe my better judgment and didn't choose Rocket.
Okay.
Though I absolutely agree with your decision.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Who is your Chekhov multiple?
My multiple person is the Vision.
Ah, good one.
Because Vision can adapt and pretty much do anything.
Sure.
And if you need him to be that science officer, he will be. If you need him to be captain, he will be. If you need him to communicate, he can. You know, like, he just does it all.
Uh-huh. No, that's good.
Yeah.
That is really good. Mine is a little more flippant. So, whereas I picked Robin as my multiple Chekhov type, without realizing that I was thinking of, like, oh, the younger one, this one was totally like, oh, who's the younger one?
Bucky.
Spider-Man.
Oh. Damn.
Bucky?
Yeah.
Bucky's good, too.
I tried to find a place for Spider-Man, and that's arguably the best place for him, and I couldn't... Yeah.
I mean, Peter Parker, you know, like, Chekhov doesn't know what the hell he's doing half the time. He's faking until he makes it, and that's exactly what Peter Parker always does.
Yeah.
He is the young one, the outcast, the misfit. Mm-hmm. Does Chekhov have as bad luck as Peter Parker does? No, not nearly, but they felt like similar types.
No, that makes sense. Do you think we're subconsciously, like, picking our people, like, for Chekhov because it's a multifaceted part? Like,
yeah.
You subconsciously went for Tim Drake and Spider-Man and Chekhov, who are very much aligned in the same type of character.
With Spider-Man, it definitely was more conscious of, like, oh, he's the young one.
Yeah.
With Tim Drake, I wasn't really thinking of it in those terms. I was just, really what it was like, oh, there's multiple Robins, just like there's multiple roles for Chekhov. I don't know. It was sort of a weird connection.
Yeah, but it worked.
Who's your red shirt?
My red shirt is someone I love. It works. Mine actually is Groot.
Mm.
Because Groot can run in and die, but not die. You know, I had a strategy.
You had a reason. Yeah.
Into my red shirt. Yeah. And, like, you can send him in if you need to, and he will blow up and still be okay.
And just sing the Jackson 5.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's good.
Yeah. So I went with Groot. Also, because red shirts usually don't say much.
True.
Yeah.
Very true.
Unlike Booster Gold, who says everything. So I went with Groot. Yeah.
So you know how your favorite character was the one that you picked to be the red shirt because you just want to watch him die?
Yeah.
And by favorite, I mean not favorite?
Yeah.
I picked Johnny Storm for the same reason.
Oh, Johnny Storm!
I just want him to flame on and die.
Do you not like Johnny Storm?
No, you know what? It's because most of my exposure to him is from the movies, and like there hasn't been a good Johnny Storm yet. I mean, Michael B. Jordan wasn't dealt a fair hand there.
Argument. So, and nobody was dealt a fair hand in the original Fantastic Four.
And I love Michael B. Jordan, but
Evans is the original.
Yeah, and freaking hated him in those movies.
Yeah, because he's a tool.
Yeah, he's a total tool.
Yeah,
but that's nothing against Chris Evans.
Because when he was cast as Captain America, everyone went, "No,
God, he's gonna be so whiny.
Yeah,
he's gonna be such a
no."
Yeah,
and he wasn't. He's great.
No, he's amazing.
He's my favorite character out of all those movies.
Yeah, he was incredible. I pick Johnny Storm for that reason because. He can just flame on.
It's not upsetting because I don't have a connection to Johnny Storm that way, really, but that is okay. All right, I get you. I'll get you.
All right.
Yeah, is it fire is red, red shirts?
I mean, that has nothing to do with it.
I know.
At all. That's just
I know. But
that's just icing on the cake. Icing on the wedding cake that has weighed me down.
Ba-dum-dum.
Tying it all together.
Yeah.
Cool.
Good stuff.
This was fun. Thank you again to John for the great suggestion. This was really, really fun for us I think made for one of my favorite topics we've ever done. So
yeah, I think so too.
If you have a topic that you want to send to us, you should do that.
You can email us at beerwithgeeks@gmail.com. You can reach us on Twitter at beerwithgeeks. You can find us on Facebook at beerwithgeeks. You can link to our website, www.beerwithgeeks.com. Mm-hmm. You can rate and review us on iTunes, Google Play, Overcast, Satchel, and all other places that podcasts are found. Mm-hmm.
You can also check us out on thoughtbubbleaudio.com, where you can also find our other podcasts like Supergirl TV Talk, where Tim and I talk about the CW Supergirl show, which is coming back in just a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You can also find The Marketers Next Door, where me and my wife Marissa talk about marketing and social media.
Very
all the great shows are there.
It really should be my wife and I, but I'm going to let me and my wife, Marissa, slide because of the alliteration.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
If I was really going to let it slide, I wouldn't have said that sentence at all.
But you're a teacher, and
I can't help it. And so until next time,
cheers.